Welcome to another deep dive. Today, we're getting into the world of online marketplaces, specifically looking at Etsy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're asking, what really gets a buyer to hit add to cart? Because let's face it, in such a crowded space, it's got to be more than just a nice clean photo, right?
Absolutely. It feels like there's something deeper going on.
Yeah, some maybe emotional. Is that what unlocks the actual sales?
That's exactly what we're exploring today. How product photos can go beyond just showing an item and actually, you know, create real feeling. We've been looking at insights from the Etsy Sellers Hub.
Okay.
And some of the stuff they found about what truly drives a purchase, it might actually surprise you.
All right, let's unpack that. So the reality for a lot of Etsy sellers, it's tough. That average conversion rate, it's usually somewhere between, what, 1 and 5%?
Yeah, typically. Which is, when you think about it, pretty stark.
It really is. For every 100 people looking, maybe only 1 to 5 are actually buying. It's like tons of window shoppers, but not many coming inside.
Right. But here's the interesting thing. The sources point out that number. It's not fixed. It's not just the norm you have to accept.
Okay. So there's potential there.
Huge potential.
Yeah.
They talk about pushing conversion rates up to like 12.5%. Maybe even higher?
Yeah, 12.5%. That's a massive difference.
Imagine what that does for a seller's business.
Mm-hmm.
It's transformative.
Okay. So if a seller's always just focused on getting the lighting perfect, the background clean,
yeah.
What's the shift? How do they start thinking about capturing feelings?
Well, it boils down to something pretty fundamental that our sources kept highlighting.
Mm-hmm.
People don't just buy products.
Right.
They buy feelings. They're after the joy of finding that perfect gift, mm-hmm. you know, or the cozy comfort from something handmade.
Mm-hmm. That little upgrade to their home or their life.
Exactly. And the reason this works, according to the research, is fascinating. It's about the brain. Emotional stuff, it hits the limbic system, which makes decisions way faster than our logical side, the cortex. So tapping into feelings isn't just nice. It's actually hitting the quick decision-making part of the brain.
So photography becomes the key tool for that.
It's the most powerful, the most direct way to send that emotional message.
This feels really crucial, but it also leads us to something the sources mentioned, this idea of an empathy gap.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I picture that beautiful necklace on a plain white background, or, you know, a really cool candle on a super minimalist shelf.
Yeah, the standard product only shot.
Exactly. They look professional, totally clean, great for showing what the item is, like a catalog photo.
Definitely. They're technically good.
But if they're so good at showing the what, where are they falling short? Why aren't they converting more browsers?
That's the empathy gap right there. Those technically perfect photos show what it looks like, sure. But they often completely fail to communicate how it will make you, the buyer, feel.
Okay. So they don't bridge that personal connection.
Exactly. Buyers have these unspoken questions running through their minds. Things like, yeah, but how will this necklace actually feel when I wear it?
Right. Or will this print really make my living room feel brighter, cozier?
Or, you know, if it's a toy, will my kid's face really light up the way I'm hoping when they open this?
And the standard product shot just doesn't answer that.
Nope. It can't. It doesn't activate that emotional connection, that projection of me using this.
So the consequence is sellers are just leaving money on the table without realizing it.
Pretty much. You end up selling just a product, an object.
Yeah.
You're missing out on selling the emotion, the experience, the benefit that product actually promises.
It's like showing a picture of a vacation destination versus a picture of someone enjoying that vacation. Big difference.
Huge difference. So to really boost those Etsy sales, the sources are emphatic. You have to shift from selling products to selling the experience.
Okay, makes sense. So how do you actually do that? What's the strategy to close that empathy gap and showcase the experience?
It really comes down to a couple of key things for creating that connection. First, show real user interaction.
Meaning,
show the item being used by a person.
Mm-hmm.
Jewelry being worn, someone actually holding that mug, art hanging in a room that looks lived in and cozy.
Ah, so the buyer can picture themselves there.
Instantly. They're removed of the guesswork. And second, this is where like the real magic happens. You need to evoke empathetic emotion.
Empathetic emotion. Okay, like what specifically?
Think about capturing genuine joy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a real smile from someone actually enjoying the thing. Or comfort, like a relaxed pose that just screams cozy.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe elegance.
Yeah, elegance. A graceful touch. Something that suggests sophistication if that fits the product. The thing is, these emotions, they're incredibly contagious.
Contagious, how so?
When you see someone genuinely feeling joy or comfort, you start to feel it too, vicariously. It creates this almost irresistible urge to have that feeling and, by extension, the product that seems to provide it.
Okay, I can definitely see that. Selling the feeling makes total sense. But
yeah.
I can also hear sellers thinking, okay, great, but how? Achieving that kind of authentic emotional image sounds hard.
Yeah, that's the common hurdle.
Like you need professional models, right? And a photographer who knows what they're doing, fancy lighting, maybe even renting locations.
Exactly. That's historically been the challenge, especially for smaller independent sellers on Etsy. It seems like a big production.
Yeah, potentially expensive and time-consuming.
And that's where things get really interesting now, thanks to what our sources are highlighting. The groundbreaking simplicity and, well, infinite variety that AI offers, specifically things called AI shop models.
AI shop models. Okay, this isn't sci-fi anymore.
Not at all. It's here, and it's working. Essentially, think of AI generating virtual models or realistic scenes for you. So you can place your product into these settings, these emotionally rich environments, without any physical photo shoot.
Hmm.
It uses generative AI. You know, AI trained on tons of images to create brand new photorealistic scenes and models based on your actual product photos and maybe some descriptions you give it.
Wow. So it's like having a virtual photo studio.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
With endless models, backdrops, moods, all at your fingertips.
That sounds like a game changer. So how does this AI tech actually help a seller, practically speaking? What can it do?
Well, the sources lay out some really revolutionary capabilities. First, you can basically build your own digital model or influencer. Someone who looks natural, fits your brand, and you control them completely.
Our model. Okay.
Yeah. Then you can generate unlimited photos of your products on this custom AI model effortlessly. You can show that real user interaction we talked about, capture those powerful emotions.
Without booking a real person or studio time?
Exactly. It lets you master that visual storytelling.
Yeah.
Create that desire. And it's not just for Etsy listings. Think about creating content for Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest. Mm-hmm. Building your whole brand presence everywhere.
Okay, that consistency across platforms would be huge.
And it future-proofs your marketing, gives you a real competitive edge.
Now the big question, does this require you to be some kind of tech wizard?
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
The sources are really clear. No advanced tech skills needed. These tools and any courses around them are designed to be accessible.
So that barrier we mentioned, the daunting nature of emotional photography, AI can potentially just remove it.
It really can. The message is pretty direct. Stop leaving those sales on the table. That era of just, okay, static product photos, it's ending.
Mm.
If you're ready to actually sell the feelings, the experiences that make people click buy now, this tech offers a way in for everyone.
Okay, so let's wrap this up. The main takeaway from this deep dive for everyone listening seems to be this. The real secret to boosting Etsy sales isn't just about the product itself.
Right. It's understanding that people buy feelings and experiences.
And your photos are the number one tool you have to communicate those feelings, to turn someone who's just browsing into an actual customer.
Absolutely. And using that emotional imagery effectively, maybe even with these new AI tools becoming available, that's how you can potentially take those average 1-5% conversion rates and see real significant growth.
It's about making that human connection even online.
Exactly. Even in a digital marketplace.
So here's something to think about. If emotions are really the currency here, what's an overlooked feeling or maybe an experience that your product secretly offers? And could just one single different kind of image unlock that hidden desire in your customers?